Since the Fukushima nuclear accident in 2011, intensive studies on the distribution of released fission products, in particular cesium-134 and 137 in the environment, have been conducted. And the activity ratio for cesium-134 over 137 has been widely used as a tracer for contamination source identification for tracing the migration of released cesium-137 in the North Pacific and the study on the model water evolution. However, due to the short half-life of cesium-134, this tracer will become unavailable in the future. Cesium isotopes are fission products with high fission yields. And also, cesium-135 has a long half-life of about 2 million years. Therefore, the isotope ratio cesium-135 over 137 can be considered as a new powerful tracer for long-term source identification and environmental behavior studies. We have estimated that about 1.6 kilogram cesium-135 has been released into the ocean since the Fukushima accident. To use Fukushima accident released cesium-135 as a new tracer for tracing the transport of released radionuclide in the Pacific Ocean and other potential oceanographic studies, the isotopic composition or fingerprint must be elucidated. We recently analyzed the activities of cesium-137, 135, and cesium isotopic ratio, 135 over 137, 135 over 133, in Fukushima offshore sea waters, corrected in the right early stage in May 2011, and using a newly developed ICP-MS-MS analytical method with 2 liters seawater. We observed that the highest cesium-137 activity measured in this offshore water was more than 4 orders of magnitude increase over prior activities. The cesium-135 concentrations ranged from 0.13 to 1.4 picogram per liter in the analyzed offshore waters. The isotopic ratio of the cesium-135 over 137 ranged from 0.28 to 0.34 with a mean of 0.32. We also observed a linear correlation between cesium-137 activity and the isotope ratio of cesium-135 over 133 in those investigated offshore waters. Then for this ratio, the value we observed is in the order of 10 to minus 6 to 10 to minus 5, which is significantly different from that of the global fault of 10 to minus 9. So this result indicated that, similar to the cesium-137 atmospheric deposition in terrestrial environment, the main release source for Fukushima accident derived the radio cesium in the North Pacific were Unit 2 and Unit 3 reactors. The characterization of radio cesium isotope composition in the source term seawater will be of benefit to verify simulation models for better understanding the dispersion migration of accident-released radionuclide in the Pacific Ocean.